Bill Maher. He's so informative.
He is.
Probably could get sued. Okay, so anybody who knows me, and obviously my love for the ID channel, they have a new show on the ID channel. And there's 2 episodes out right now. You can only watch the second episode on the go. Anybody who watches it on, like, the cable has not seen it yet. So the one I'm telling you about, you can only go and watch it if you have access to the go.
So I have to watch it over here with you.
No, please. You should have it on yours. You should have it on yours.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you should be fine. If you want to watch this, you should be fine. It's called Torn from the Headlines, the New York Post reports.
Mm-hmm.
Bitchin. The first one, I didn't watch closely enough because my kids were in the room and it was like a legit murder. Like there was a body found in a rug. And so when those episodes are on, I turn it down really, really low.
Yeah.
So my kids can't hear it.
Yeah. And you're just reading.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to read the bottom of the screen as fast as I can, but then it just like fucks me up. But before
well,
we do that.
Well, you have a 2 and a 6-year-old, so.
Yeah. Before we do that, though, I got to tell you, this came to me the other day when, for some reason, my grandma popped into my head because she was super religious. And every time anything ever happened, she was the first person to be like, God doesn't give you a mountain you can't climb. He doesn't challenge you with things he doesn't know you can't overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. That's always been like her thing. And it came to me that the universe broke my ankle on purpose because they know that I do not have the anger management skills to go to work in the environment that I'd be put in.
See? Yep, I agree.
So the universe...
100%.
Yeah, the universe broke me
mm-hmm.
so that I didn't go to jail.
So I don't know if I could bond you out on a murder charge.
Because I think...
Or attempted
strangulation
charge.
I think if
charge.
I was at my place of employment and I don't even like to see coworkers bullied by people because they all mad dog customers. If I know you were a dick, like I'll let you know that I know that you were an asshole to that person.
Uh-huh.
I'm very good at that. You don't need to be mean to people. There's no need. I'm very good at pointing that out to people, like, oh, you're having a horrible day. You are miserable today.
It adds to the zombie apocalypse because
you yeah.
you're like, ma'am. And you've asked
so, like,
that
I
question,
would,
and
yeah.
she has that look on her face because she's heard that same question 50,000 times.
Everybody, I see
day.
Everybody's posts on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, I prayed for you. I do have to say, though, that they did a bake sale. This is coming out. We're recording it today. It's coming out on Sunday. So they would have done my bake sale on Thursday.
Sweet. I was going to ask that one.
Yeah. So they're super sweet. I guess they miss me. I miss all of those fuckers too. But I'm like, their posts are pissing me off because they're like, if one more person yells at me, and I'm like, ooh, if I was there, you don't yell. We don't need to yell.
No, it's panic.
And over toilet paper.
You're lying
paper,
about the toilet paper.
Over toilet paper?
You're lying.
Like, you want me to make you feel stupid over toilet paper? Because I will. Like, if you want to make yourself feel dumb, like, this is why they broke my ankle. This is why. And I'm not even religious. But, like, I guess I got to shout it out to the G.O.D. because, like, he had a plan.
You know, and it's...
Grandma
it's,
was right.
I'm irritated because I've gone... Every God store bless. I've gone to, I've gone and looked mm-hmm. for Euthanasia Golden Seal. No.
The fuck is that?
That helps your autoimmune disease.
Oh.
Your
well,
stuff.
No.
Boost it up and shit with your vitamin C.
Thank God my shit's all, like, my incisions are all healed up because, like, the first aid's, like, swiped out. So, like, crippled people like me weren't able to make it to the store in time. So we're just all going to get mass infections and die. Just kidding. I don't have an infection. Everybody else is fucked, not me. I'm good. But anyway. So, yeah, that thought came to me. And so I think it's true. It has to be. Because, like, I think my grand, like, I don't know why, literally, I was sitting in bed, and I just started laughing. Because I was like, God doesn't give you a mountain you can't climb, right? And that just went, came into my head, and I started laughing. I was like, yep, this was planned. The earth knew what it was doing.
Yep.
It saved me from jail.
Yep.
I have good karma.
Your
and,
angels
like, you
put
think,
black eyes there.
Yeah, you think it's bad luck, because it's shitty. And then Corona comes. And then you're like, oh, blessing in disguise.
I'm glad you have a positive attitude now about this. I do, because,
and now I just laugh because I have to send my husband to the store. So I'm like, technically you're the man anyway. So if zombies fucking come, technically aren't you supposed to make it before the weak, poor little girl? Yeah. You know what I mean? Movies have told me I die.
Why don't they just solve the problem at Walmart?
Just and let have people, in.
That, yeah, exactly. Actually, have everybody do online like a drug order house. Or stand there.
Yeah,
stand there like a drug and house. You tell people.
Yeah, like a drug house. Like, whisper to me through the door.
Because of all the dumbasses, everybody lost their privileges.
Make a line.
Sorry, guys.
Make a line.
Yeah. Well, we can have a few lines, and then you have the runners, yeah. And you know, and we you can pass out menus the along the way yeah. While people are standing there for an hour. Sure.
Like, make sure you have a list, and we'll just get it for you and meet you back at the door.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. There's an idea, people.
Is it true? Are they already doing that cup thing? I'm trying to remember if that's what Esperanza said, but they have to put, that you put money in the one cup, and the cashier takes that, and then she puts the change in this cup and hands you your change when you pay with cash. I haven't experienced
fun.
That.
I don't know. I haven't been to stores. That's just it. Is I feel like I'm going to sit here, and if I don't...
You're going to miss everything.
I'm going to miss the whole thing, and I'm going to go back to the store, and it's going to be normal.
Like,
and I'm
going to
be like, why are you
about?
Guys so dramatic? Because everybody's going to be coming off this adrenaline rush high, and I'm gonna be like, why are you guys such assholes? And they're going to be like, you don't understand. I'm like, I don't. So, I don't know, but then, again, Trump said... that this can go as long as July or August. So the end of times, July 22nd, or into August, which is probably going to be past August.
That is not the end of time.
But, okay, so my aunt shares this podcast. Every time I post one, my sweet aunt, your mother-in-law.
Yeah, thank you.
She shares it.
Yes.
Don't know if she listens to
I
it.
I do too.
Does she listen to it? Do you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
She actually does?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'm not scared. I'm scared.
It's fine. I don't listen to our podcast. Like, sometimes if I have to spend 3 hours folding laundry because of the mountain and it won't go away until I put it away.
But if this goes on long enough and they keep closing places down, we might not have to do a reunion. I'm just saying.
But we,
Destiny listens to this, so like, I'm just like, this is like secret language. You know?
Kind we'll of. Plan
it
on
it.
It
might not happen.
We'll plan on it.
I'm just kidding. It will
And
happen.
Then...
We'll have pizza. I'm going for the pizza. Fuck y'all. But so good. I'm so bad.
Oh, the high C pizza?
Yeah.
Jeremy drives up there just for pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I didn't pick that place for no reason. You can go down a water slide and have an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Magic. And then go sit in a hot tub and then get sick and then throw up and then do it again.
Why would you get sick?
I've always done that to myself. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm one of those people that has to plug my nose. I have to do it with my pinkies. And so sometimes it still gets in there. And so it's like I get like all this water in there from like the slide and like the coming down. I don't plug my nose in time. So it's like, and then I go get an ice cream and then I run over and then I sit in that hot thingy that smells like rotten eggs. And then I'm like, ugh. And then I get out of that, and then I, like, try to go back over to the pool, and then on my way back, I throw up, and then I do it all over again. Because I'm psychotic. But it's fine. It's fine. That's what we're doing for this year, if anybody's interested. We're going to High C. We won't say when, obviously, till it's time, so they can't bomb us. But it's fun. It's not going to get canceled because of Corona.
That. No. Oh, this is a 2-week thing.
No, okay. Well, no, I hope it's already been longer. So, no, Jean. It just barely got here. Girl, slow down. We haven't even gotten crazy yet. Like, we've gotten crazy, but not crazy.
Mm.
The Mormon, guys, the Mormon shut down. And for that to happen in Idaho, blasphemy. So, if the Mormon shut down, I have a reason to believe I could be scared.
I heard,
I have fear of something.
I don't know if it was Catholics or other churches shut down too.
Yeah, they all did.
Mm-hmm.
but just majority around here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thing. If the LDS shut down, I get scared. Because those people are serious. So, I don't know. When I got on Facebook that morning and it said, church is canceled, I literally looked at Eric and I was like, shit is serious.
Yeah.
Like, this is no joke no more. Like, this is... The Mormons it's closed. Serious.
Yep. But, I mean, it's spread fast. I don't know.
And, like, you went from, like, you can have, like, a gathering of 50 to 10. Like, they dropped it from 50 to 10. They're like, 50, 10. Okay. You and, like, 2.5 other people can be in the same room together or else someone's getting corona. God bless it.
When I had the QuickBooks lady come over yesterday, I called before the appointment and I had to leave her a message. I was like, I'm just letting you know that I have a cough.
It's I've not had corona.
This cough for a long time. I don't have a fever. Oh my chest God. Doesn't hurt, but yes.
You gotta go through all the steps.
Yeah. And then like she called me back and people. She was like, oh, I have a grandson, so I already have a little cough sniffle. So if you feel comfortable.
So I'll she has over. The corona, and you invited her over.
Yeah, now I'm here.
Blasphemy. Oh, God. And we all just got over the corona, so fuck.
That was that meme. Did you see that?
Yeah, that cute little girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, what one?
Besides that one. It was, you guys call it corona in Idaho, we call it strep throat.
Yeah.
That was back before it was serious, though.
But, yeah. It's obviously grown in its seriousness. But anyway, obviously, since we're in isolation, I decided I would check this out for you guys. I thought I would just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And on behalf of the world, I would watch this episode and tell you guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I thought I would be nice. It took me 12 minutes to get around to that point. Yes. Some guy on YouTube, I thanked him because it really was like, oh, shit, I do need to be careful about the way that I word the titles.
Mm-hmm.
But he pointed it out to me. And so now I think of that. So I'm like, I need to do, like, all my bullshit talking that I like to do at the beginning. Or, like, I need to pick a spot. You know what I mean?
But we tend to rant.
I do it all the way through. But, like, the dumb shit, I gotta do, like, we gotta do at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, we do, obviously, because we started out on a banter.
But we get off on little tangents and
yeah.
notes and stuff.
So when I saw that there was...
Side effect.
When I saw that there was the second episode bonus of this show, I was like, well, I'll watch that. And it just came out. Yesterday was the premiere on Monday. So we're recording on Tuesday. So yeah, Monday, it premiered. So it's brand spanking new. By the time we talk to you, you guys hear this, it's Monday's episode, so feel free to miss it. Or watch it.
Okay.
That took me a long time to get around to that. This one's called the Tuxedo King. So, I'm going to say this name. And no, it is not... The monster. It's the other one. He's the first one.
I can't believe there's more than one person.
There is. His name is Harvey Weinstein.
I double checked, folks, and she's correct. It's Harvey Weinstein.
Yes. And he was abducted at knife point on August 4th of 1993. And he had a local routine. Of going and
where's he from?
New York. He would go and have breakfast at his normal chill spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go about his day, and he owned the tuxedo. He was in the tuxedo business where they made tuxedos, sewed them.
Yeah, custom fit, tailored.
Yeah. He was big into that. So he. Is abducted, like I said, abducted at knife point in his own vehicle. His vehicle is taken with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, his family starts getting calls for ransom money, and they want $3 million, and they want $2 million of it in $100 bills, and then $1 million of it in $50s. And like, not to call the police, obviously. These, and it's a woman that's calling the family. And
did they have money?
No. Oh, who? Wait, the guy, Harvey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's like a million. He's fallen.
Oh, okay.
He's very. He's like in New York, famous mm-hmm. for his suits. So he's very big, mm-hmm. especially back then. He did a bunch of immigrant workers mm-hmm. in his sew factory, but they loved him, like adored him. Mm-hmm. So his family was called.
He was good to everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I get a picture. I was just thinking it was like a little small shop on the corner.
In oh no!
New York rents $5,000, I'm sure, on some kind.
No, he was. It was the Lord West Formal Wear Factory, is what he owned.
Okay.
So it was a operation. So it was huge, but they called themselves the Black Cat Operation.
The kidnappers?
Yeah.
Oh.
A male and a female would call. They did the demands. So, this whole time, when they kidnap him, they chain him up, and they take him to a lot where it's along the parkway, so it's, like, super loud. Mm-hmm. You can always, like, but no one's ever going to look for you there. It's mm-hmm. insane. These people, I don't want to tell you who it is yet, but these people go, and they dig a hole that's 14 feet deep. 5 foot wide.
On the side of the highway?
Along the parkway. Yeah. On the side of the parkway.
Like with the one where a million cars go by yeah. in both directions, super busy. There wasn't yeah. Transient homeless along sometimes.
They have a metal thingy over the top of it.
Oh, Jesus.
And like sticks. They put him in there.
So it was a cage.
It was a grave. Dude. Like, they didn't even feed him or give him any water or anything for the first 3 days.
What do you mean?
They just tossed him in there and started, like, making ransoms. And his family, no joke, was like, dude, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, and the cops were like, well, let's just give him fake money. And they're like, no. Like, they can get their fucking money. We want our dad back. Mm-hmm. Give me my dad. We'll be fine. Huh. And the family made multiple attempts to do drops with them, but they wouldn't show. Like, they kept fucking with them. But like, the first couple of times, they wouldn't show. So, finally, they were like, you need to prove, like, give us proof of life. So, Harvey gets to call his kids. And so, they can tell by their dad's voice that he is not being well taken care of. He's weak. Like, the first thing they gave him to eat, at least in the show, they say, is a banana and an apple. And he's a former Marine, mm-hmm. and so he knows in his head he has to eat the banana first, because the banana will go bad. Mm-hmm. So he knows he has to eat that no matter what. He has to eat the whole thing. Like, it has to go. But he can spare the banana. Like, the apple, I mean. So he, like, it's a whole thing. So, like I said, the family did an awesome job. The police did an awesome job of not letting the kidnappers know that they know. Mm-hmm. Like, it was all, like, secret shit. And the reason how the New York Post got the story is they had a guy that goes there back in the day. You would just go and, like, listen around and
hang out at the police station?
Yeah, get a story or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said he went there one day and everybody got, like, shady quiet when he walked in the room. And so he was like, I know something's amiss. Like, I know it. And he finally got someone to tell him. And he wrote the story. And then they found out that he wrote the story. And they went to him and they were like, dude, listen, if you publish that, he will die. Like, this guy will die. His blood will be on you. Like,
yeah.
Don't do it. He's like, and they tell him, they're like, if you hold off and we find him, you are going to be the first guy we let on. Like, you will be...
You'll have your exclusive...
You'll have the exclusive story. You'll be right here in the hustle and the bustle with me. So. Okay.
That and the family, I'm sure, would probably take that man to the cleaners.
Right.
You know?
So, 12 days.
With a banana and an apple?
I don't... Well, no, they feed him a couple more times.
Oh, God.
They don't go out there often, though. They don't. He is out there, dude, by himself.
Just listening to the highway.
Just, yeah, dude, by himself in a fucking grave. Yeah. For 12 days. 12 days. So 12 days later, one of his sons is directed to a series of locations in Upper Manhattan before being instructed to leave the ransom near the High Bridge Park on 190th Street near Amsterdam Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, the cops watch from a distance the cash, okay, they watch it, in two stalls. Once was picked, and then it was picked up, okay? And it was taken to the Heinbridge Park, where this guy met up with another person. One bag had millions, was left behind in the park, and later recovered by the police, because they got scared. But... By 3 hours and 10 minutes after the pickup, cops weren't told where to find the Weinstein, Harvey. No one tells, and that's the deal. It's like, you get your money, and they say, like, in 3 hours, we'll tell you where he is. Like, wait 3 hours.
Let us get away.
We'll let you know. We'll call you and tell you where you can find Harvey, is what happened. Is what they say. So they can't find him. But they've been following the vehicle that picked up the cash. They've been secretly still following. So they go over the radio and they're like, all right, get him. Go get him. They won't tell us where he is, so go snatch him up. He is betrayed. Harvey. Poor Harvey is betrayed.
Who had him kidnapped?
You guys, he is fucking betrayed. Ugh. He was betrayed by Antonio Rodriguez from Jackson Heights in Queens, and his brother and his friend and the girlfriend of the brother. They were former workers. Of Weinstein's. He was a sew guy. He would sew the suits.
Mm-hmm. Taylor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was, and he loved his employees. Like, he was so amazing. He went back to work the following Monday. Like, they found him, and he was like, well, I gotta go back to work. And, like, when he showed up to work, the news was there.
Oh, fuck.
And they had, like, his employees were crying and, like, worshiping this man and just... so happy that he was found alive. And mm-hmm. like, the first thing he said when he came up out of his hole was like, can I have a cigarette? Like, this has been a minute. I need a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just like chuckled and was like, that's Harvey. And it was like funny, I guess. But yeah, he told everybody that it was like living in hell, obviously.
Well, yeah. Like 12 days.
13, I think it came out to be. But, like, so they get him to tell him, like, he confesses, obviously. And they're like, well, take us to where he is. Well, where he is, they can't. The one cop is like, no, I'm not going up there. That's a lot of effort. I'll stay down here with this guy in handcuffs who can't make it without being unhandcuffed.
Mm-hmm.
So two other cops go up there, and they're walking it, and they're like, he's not up here. Like, there's nothing up here. And then they get quiet, and then they can hear him.
Because he heard them.
Yeah. And so he's like, help, I'm down here. Help, I'm down here. And there was it was 120 pounds, like a steel door placed on top of the hole.
Oh, fuck.
Like, he could get up to, like, the, like, little... crease or whatever, but he was so weak that he couldn't push the steel door out of his way to get out.
Lucky he didn't suffocate, yo.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that. You said they put sticks and a grate on top.
No, it was a steel door. It was a 120-pound fucking, like, steel door. It took both cops, one on one end and one on the other, to flip it over. Like, it was like a big-ass fucking hole covered by a big old piece of steel with some sticks and stuff on top. Like, it was just, like, walked over. Like, you could just walk over him, and if he was so weak, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was there the whole time. It was like 5 blocks away or some shit they said on the episode or something like that. Like, it was just crazy. And they found his car and it had been like waxed and like detailed and like cleaned immaculately. And the cops were like, well, your car is never that clean unless there's obviously been a crime committed. No one's car is that clean just because.
Mm-hmm.
Just not. But he lived.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they caught the bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So and what they happened got to them?
And
10 days Herman in jail? Herman
Rodriguez was sentenced to 20 years to life.
Good.
His brother served 15 years and was paroled and turned over to immigration on January 20th of 2018 and deported to his native Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Riviera pled guilty to kidnapping and conspiracy and was sentenced to 12 and a half to 30 years and was paroled on August 10th, 2010. Lenore was is now released from the Bayview Corrections Facility in Chelsea, New York. And her, she got paroled no later than April 12th of 2010. So they're all paroled. Yeah. They're all paroled because he didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
But three of his workers tried to get away with just kidnapping this dude. And then you have to go and your name's Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he died. Harvey One died in 07. So, he didn't have to see his name get tarnished as shit.
Yeah.
But, this sweet guy. He retired, though. Like, he got some retired time under him. He went back to work for a long time and, like, continued to just be him. And he didn't let it get him down. He wrote a book. But, yeah, I don't know. It was just amazing because someone asked him, like, how did he get through or something like that? Like, how did he make it through the whole thing? And he was like, 50 years in the Marine Corps, baby, or something like that. But, like, it was, like, his Marine Corps experience because, like, it took him back to bunker days.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, I'm bunkering. And he just went back into survival mode. And, like, he wasn't going to let these bitch-ass people kill him and die in a fucking hole. You know what I mean? He sat down in that hole and had that moment of, like, I'm fucking Harvey goddamn Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
I will not die in this goddamn hole.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. Imagine your ability, your strength.
Yeah.
And you're fucking 60-something plus years old already. Like, you're already about to kick the bucket at any given point in time, fall, break a hip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're already 60-something at the time. 64 or something like
well,
that.
Well, and when you're confined in a space that small,
mm-hmm.
you have to.
Yeah, that's
you
not
have to
very
work
big.
Out. You know.
That's not very big at all.
Do the burpees and jumping jacks. And
14 foot by 5 foot wide. 14 foot deep, 5 foot wide. Shaped like a wheelbarrow. So,
I think I would have had a panic attack.
Yeah, dude. And like, that's the thing. Like, I would have died.
Really?
I would have panicked so much that I would have, like, killed myself. Like, I would have panicked myself to death. Like, I would have just panicked. And he's chained. and everything. So he can't do the working out and all that. He can't. He's chained up.
Oh.
They tossed him in there. We're like, well, adios, bro. When your family pays. But, like, it took them so long. Because, like, they could have gotten their money the day they called. And it would have been over with. But for some reason, they fucked with them.
Why?
For the whole 12 days. Until the final day. I don't know why. Scared. I would be scared. Because, I mean, you think it's a great idea. But then you do it. And then, like...
What now?
Now we have Harvey.
We'll step up. Get it? You know?
Yeah. Like, who's going to be brave enough to go get the bag of money? Which one of us, out of the three of us, are going to go and get that bag? But the cops did an amazing job, and he was obviously a big enough figure that they were like, we can't let this shit hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So let's handle this like professionals. And they did. They did very beautifully. And the press... They did a huge, like, press conference thing, too, where they thanked the press and, like, they thanked the reporter.
That dude.
That had the inside note. And they were like, you don't understand. Like, it made such a positive leap towards police and press back then. Like, it showed in New York anyway, like, this trust.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't going to open their mouths if they knew they shouldn't open their mouths. Which is hard for a reporter, because as a reporter, your job is to inform the public. And knowing that you have the inside story to Harvey Weinstein, the king of tuxedos, fucking is been kidnapped.
Yeah.
And he has a $3 million ransom. It's crazy.
I'm glad they found him.
Yeah, alive. So, I mean, that's
survival right there.
And he still got to grow old, which is beautiful. And it just, I don't know, man, the willpower of someone like that at that age to still not want to just give up and die is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew me away. And the whole time I was watching it, because, like, they keep showing him down there, and you're like, oh, he died. Oh, no, he didn't. Because then he moves. And then it shows him again. And you're like, R.I.P. And they're like, no. He lived.
With us.
And I'm like, damn. 12 days, I would have not lasted.
Well, Marine Corps is serious.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And the name. When like every time they said the name, you could tell the people were like, Harvey Weinstein.
It's not the same.
And
one.
Like, you know that they want to say that. They want to be like the first one.
Uh-huh.
Not the douche. Not the bad one. not the rapist. But, you know. So that's the second episode that will come on tomorrow. From the day that you're listening to this. On the ID channel.
Oh, good.
So go ahead and check it out. You get to see this cute old guy. I don't know. And I realized... The one complaint I have about the ID channel is they do horrible, horrible job at matching up people that look like the people. You know what I mean? Like, I was watching
different perspective.
Yep. And, okay, so everybody has Netflix. Yeah. Yes. Another show recommendation I'm going to do is watch the 100 people. Right there, it tells you. It's proof. I'm sorry, people. It's just the way of the world. But, like, the way you look, you get judged.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. And the ID channel has this way. And, like, you watch it the whole time. And, like, they show you this pretty, gorgeous, crazy bitch. Okay. And then at the end of the episode, they're like, mugshot. And you're like, holy shit!
What happened?
That's who that was? Oh, okay. That bitch looked crazy. Uh-huh. All right. And if you would have showed me the mugshot at the beginning of the show, I would have been more invested.
Yeah.
Because I'd have been like, the bitch looks crazy. But you showed me Princess. And really, it's the ogre that I needed to see. And I felt bad for the princess. I'm like, well, she had to kill everybody. She was pretty. It was sad for her. And then you see the person, and that, it's just, I'm a human. I'm sorry. And I'm deadly honest. But, like, the pretty person, you're like, that's sad. And the not, you're like, okay, well.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. But the pretty person, you're like, sad. And the 100 people pretty much just tells you I'm right. They did, like, a uniform challenge where it's, like, they go and talk. They have, like, 100 people talk to, like, a handful of people. A handful is 5 in uniform. And then this a different group of 100 people go and talk to those same people, but they're dressed normal. All those people were like, God, he's weird. But, like, when he was in the uniform, they were like, yeah, I could fuck the burger boy.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But, like, in his regular clothes, they're like, no. He's a creep. And it just shows you that I'm right.
Yeah.
And, like, they did the same thing where they did, like, a test for, like, they said, okay, you get to sentence the people. These people have already been convicted of a crime. It's a lie. But they show you 2 pictures. Same crime.
Uh-huh.
2 different faces. And one of them was a mom, a quote-unquote mom, who left her baby in the car. Baby died. Hot day, baby died. Hypothetically, crime. Okay? The ghetto-looking mom that looks like she's from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, they're like 37 years in prison. Bitch needs to be locked away. Needs to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
She needs to learn a lesson. Then they show this adorable blonde who's gorgeous beyond all belief. And they're like, you know what? She's going to live with this for the rest of her life. That's punishment enough.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
Yep.
She didn't mean for it to happen. I mean, how was her stress level? Like, they took so many other things into consideration than the ghetto mom. The ghetto mom, they're like, that bitch knew better.
Yeah.
She's from a hard knock life. She knew better.
She wanted to just do it.
Yeah, she did it for attention. But the cute mom, they're like 13 years. Like, that's sad enough. She's going to hate herself enough. She still needs to be able to have a life.
Wow.
And dude, every crime, it was literally the difference of years by the way people looked. Same crime. And if you have a wart on your face, you probably will go to prison versus if you do not. And they even talked to a lawyer on that show, and that guy is like, yeah.
Huh.
Pretty people don't go to jail as often as you think they do. Crazy. And that show just proved it. So I sat there with a big old head the other day watching it, and I was like, haha, I knew. I cracked the code to the world. Human existence.
You know, I was just, yeah, I thought that was just the same. I'm too cute for prison.
No, so it's serious. It's serious, yeah. No, it's damn serious. The baby killer one was serious, dude. That was like an eye opener. Because literally the only difference is the way these 2 bitches looked.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And one chick, they were like, 37 years. Horrible person. And then the other, both white, okay? And uh-huh. There was no discrimination in color.
And then the other one was Casey Anthony?
Serious. Bro, serious. Yeah. That's who it should have been. But obviously now we all hate her. When it's too late, we all hate her. Now she did it after court. But just like Casey Anthony, dude. That bitch was up on tables.
Mm-hmm.
Up on tables at the club. You know your baby was good.
People grieve in different ways.
Yeah, when you're the only one who knows. I'm sure you do. But yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's the way society is.
So watch that show. If you guys want a good show to watch, I'm not even kidding.
The 100?
The 100 people or something like that.
And so it's just like
a bunch of different.
It's
episodes.
Reality, but yeah. It's
3 people.
Kind of like, what would you do?
If yeah.
You ever watched that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 3 people
mm-hmm.
who literally just want to know. They're like, is everybody the same way? Like, one other test they did was, people say that if you guys that dance better have a higher sperm count.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a dance off, but before the dance off, the dudes donated their sperm to this test. And they got a sample. And it's not true, obviously. Because, like, the guy who got second place had the highest sperm count. Spoiler alert. But he had better swimmers than the guy who got first place.
Oh, wow.
So it's not true. Yeah. But it was still tested. But, like, the uniform one, eye-opening. Because you're like, that is so sick. It's the same person.
Yeah.
The same person.
True, it's completely so different.
Yeah.
Completely different.
By a whole other group of people. Like, one group met them as the lies that they had. And they told the same stories.
Yeah.
Same stories, only the difference was the clothes. And people got that talked to them without uniforms were like, what weirdos? Why? Like, the burger boy told a joke, and so, like, he told the same joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did another one where it was like, are you more attractive when you're funny versus when you're not funny? So they had two comedians go into two rooms, tell a story, but tell it very bland and normal and slow, like a story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not funny. It's just a story. With melatonin. And then they go into the other room, they tell the same story, but they do it with all the puns and the ha-has and the jabs, and they get you right where they get you, the joke of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're laughing the whole time. And so the people that heard the story when it was funny were like, oh yeah, I'd fuck him. For sure.
Yeah.
And everybody who heard the other story was like, he doesn't get laid at all.
No.
Like, he is the gayest of the gay. So it was just amazing. It's a good show. And yeah. So, since everybody's in quarantine, I've been watching shows. So yeah. That's what I've watched for you.
I've been playing a lot of cards. Darts.
I don't do that. I don't do those. I color.
Oh, good.
That's a coloring masterpiece right there next to your face.
This one?
Yeah, my kids pick out pictures in the coloring book.
Good.
To have me color for them.
You still have the don't.
They don't want me to do it because it bleeds through and then it ruins it. So they're cute like that. But yeah, I'm spending my time watching TV and coloring.
I got a coloring book for you.
Yeah,
it's the one that the pun one that it's all swearing, and it's.
Don't you have a weed one too, or is that just like a weed recipe, or is that the coloring book?
I have both.
I thought you had a coloring.
Yeah.
Book. I want to do the swear word one.
Yeah.
That one's cool. I want the killer one. Annie, the one that picked that story that mm-hmm. one time we did. I think it was like Christmas or someone, something. I think it was her. Got like a coloring book.
You know, and I found those fun coloring books in Adam and Eve. On Pocatello.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to Pocatello. Those motherfuckers are crazy. Crazy in Pocatello. They have drive-by shootings, stabbings.
So does Idaho Falls. We can't see that anymore. It's not the 90s, babe. Falls is just Idaho as weird Falls, as everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's too late. Maybe it is. Maybe it's God is just very angry. Done fucked up. Too late.
I don't know.
Great.
He's coming in July. We'll ask him.
He's not. I've refused. I absolutely refuse. I'll call him a liar. Mm-mm.
We'll see.
No, she's not right. She needs to have that idiot look on her face.
Well, no, she's August not right. 3rd. Obviously, God's not coming, but... The coronavirus sure does help her.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
I know. I did watch that one. It's the preppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Well, right now, those preppers aren't looking so fucking stupid, are they?
No, they are not.
No, they are not. They're sitting there in their little houses and they're laughing.
It must be. They must. And I guess in order to have $45,000. You know how many
people are sitting there going, I told you so. Yeah. Don't get in the bunker, bitch.
You used to make fun of my storage room.
Yeah. Yep. My storage room that I said would protect us. Get in it. Mm-hmm. And not everybody wants in that storage room. Remember who your true friends were, you weirdos. Remember who you dug that hole for.
It's smart. It's just...
No, it is. What's the show where they go under ground and then the bar, I think it is built on top of another video store? Back... Last in the past?
Oh, Great American Video?
Yeah. Yeah. And he comes up to the floor... And he's like, what the fuck? And it's the guy who plays George of the Jungle. Look it up. I'm like describing it perfectly to you. Where's your damn phone?
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that one cat. He was in
the one money. Cat. Yeah. He was Brandon Fraser. Yes. Yeah. That one cat. Yeah, that fool. That's who I'm talking about, Gene. But what's the goddamn movie called? Like, I think it's Blast from the Past. But, like, that's what I feel like everybody's going to do. And his parents got scared and went crazy and took him down there when he was a kid, just like Lori Daybell's kids. And then he popped up years later.
Alicia Silverstone's in the movie.
Yes. What is it called?
It is...
Oh, right there.
It's not
Blast from the Past.
Oh, yeah. Hold it.
Bam! I'm good. Watch that movie, guys. That's what's happening. It puts light on the situation because it's funny. But I'm just saying, that's what I picture right now is everybody's doing that. They're going in their bunkers. And his dad had a bitchin' bunker.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she even had.
If you guys have seen that,
she even had her own little nursery.
Yeah, and they had a golf course and like the swimming pool and shit. Yeah.
Everybody thought it was crazy.
Yep. But he was balling for years. They sustained themselves for years. Decades. Before that cute little boy turned into Brandon Fraser and popped up out the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't his name in the show, but, you know, it wasn't. And then he found pussy. And then the whole movie changed.
Yep. It was about something else.
About pussy. Gene? It turned it into a love story. It would have been a cool ass movie if they didn't just go ruin the plot.
Meanwhile, we're going into.
I think there's going to be a bunch of pregnancies after Corona. Like, I think in 9 months there's going to be like a big drop of babies.
Because
everybody's so scared to leave that all their algebra is just going to stay inside and. There's going to be a bunch of coitus.
What's the what?
Coitus. Fucking. There's going to be some fucking.
Oh. I've never heard that coitus? Word in my life.
You don't watch The Big Bang Theory? That's what Sheldon calls it.
I've seen parts of it.
What?
I haven't watched the whole series.
Oh my god. That shit is so funny. Sheldon. Sheldon Cooper is my hero. Have you ever seen Young Sheldon?
Mm.
Oh my god, that shit is so cute. I adore it. You guys, this is literally what you guys get for one. This week is just nonsense podcasting. And then next week, we'll come at you serious because on the 50th, which we're almost there.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, this is...
I need to bring cupcakes over.
This is
44.
One. This one will be 44.
Remember when we used to do the podcast at my house?
Yeah, back before I was injured. And I could leave. Kidding. Yeah, Gene. I remember freedom, dick. But now I don't have it. And by now, hopefully my Robin's come back. Hopefully. She says she's going to come see me. So I look forward to that. So hopefully she's made it back safely.
Did you text her?
Well, no, Jane, because I've been sitting in front of you because we haven't stopped recording.
Talking about before, ding dong.
Oh, before, yeah. Like, while she's been gone? Yeah.
No,
oh.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that bitch, yeah. Yeah. She's going to come see me when she gets back in the world, this part of it.
Uh-huh.
So.
But she'll have stories.
Hopefully. I think Australia would be awesome to go to. Mm-hmm. But I think the new goal, because like I said, I've been watching a bunch of TV, is I think I'm going to have to take a trip to Georgia. Mm-hmm. To go to the aquarium in Georgia. Dude, they got 4 fucking whale sharks. 4 whale sharks in a tank together.
There's an aquarium here.
Not that big, bro. We don't got no whale sharks. Dude, they got 12 dolphins. Hours. They got 12 dolphins. It's stories, bro. It's huge. Wow. Like millions of gallons of water in a building with animals.
Went to SeaWorld and there was a spot. I can't remember. Obviously, it was like 12 or something. But it was basically a corridor and then the glass and then the fishies were around us and stuff.
Okay, yeah. See, if we go to this place, a fucking whale shark can go above our head. Huge.
There's supposed to be a restaurant in Vegas that
you can eat one?
No, ding dong. Where the sharks sit above your head.
Okay, well, we're going to go to fucking Georgia. You don't understand, Jean. It's huge.
Okay, but I've been to Georgia, and I have bad luck in Georgia. So.
I just want to go to the aquarium.
Okay.
Or you can watch... Okay, go watch it on the Animal Planet. Mm-hmm. It's called the Aquarium.
Oh.
Okay. Big hint. Dude, you're going to watch an episode and be like, I must go.
But you want to go to Denver, too. Have you been?
No.
There.
I don't leave Idaho. God keeps me from leaving my house to spare me from dealing with people. So, no. But, yeah. That's what you guys get for Tuesday. Sunday, I mean.
Sunday. Yep.
You guys get some nonsense. But I've been told by multiple people that people miss our bantering and have missed the fact that we haven't done episodes. So...
Of just banter?
Well, no. Well, our episodes of us doing just talking, mm-hmm. some of them do better than the case ones. Mm. Like our alien one, mm-hmm. where we do that one go on for a minute. That one does pretty well. But, yeah, I don't know. People like what they like. People hate what they hate. And haters always talk more than the people who love you, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Because the people just love you. They don't feel the need to go yell the fact that they love you. But people who hate, just hate.
Even the 5 stars and a kissy emoji.
No, you don't get that. No.
That would work, though.
That would work, but it doesn't happen. I think we have, like, 2 stars on iTunes. But, like, fuck.
It's 2 stars more than others.
Right.
That's I don't care. That. Yeah.
I'm amazing, so whatever. But, yeah, so... Follow us on Twitter at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where we're from or something.
Oh, you just missed the cute little shot of her and her puppy, and the puppy was just a Pomeranian that just looked like a cotton ball.
Oh, cute.
And it had a look on his face, but yeah. Now that I've explained it to everybody.
Yeah, we're watching 2020, so this is a crime story that we're getting into a murder here. But yeah, so follow us on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. On YouTube, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. And by the way, we have like 70 subscribers.
Oh, sweet.
Never fucking thought we'd get that many.
Thank you.
So, make it 71, I guess.
Yeah.
My brother's getting out soon.
Good.
So, hopefully I can get a hoodie made and do like a giveaway of some sorts soon. I'm hoping by July we can do our first giveaway. So... And our 50th will be a surprise, but I think that's when we're going to do my list. I think we'll do from 50 to 55, my top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe. I was going to do that this week, but then with all the sickness, it doesn't. Because I was going to count them down and like 50 be number 1. But mm-hmm. we don't have time.
Well, and now school's canceled.
Yeah. Fuck my life. Yeah, so I want to do my number 1 for 50, though, I think. I'm not sure.
Or do you want to save him for 100?
That's what I was also thinking. So I don't know. I'm torn, guys. I'm torn. so tall. But yeah, let me know what I should do. Think for me. My number one at 50 or my number one at 100? Huh. Do you have a favorite killer gene?
I don't. You shouldn't put me on the spot like that, Lord. I don't know.
You don't have to say who it is. I don't tell people who mine is. Like, right off the bat. Well, I do. But I'm not right now. I'm trying to be, like, suspenseful.
I'll think on that and let you know. Okay. Maybe I can do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you still have to do BTK. Mm-hmm. So.
I've done research on that, don't you?
Have you really? Your...
Yes, I have,
cute.
Actually.
Okay. Hopefully that's coming at us soon.
There's a lot of TV series on.
A lot?
Yeah.
There's books, magazines. Fucking dude has shirts. He has fucking action figure looking at all things that people have made. It's insane.
BTK.
Yeah. They're gross. Brian Torture Camera. It is kind of cute. And catchy. It's catchy.
No.
Brian Torture Kill. Yeah. Totally put that on a shirt. Alright. Check us out. Give us a good review. We're just back. We're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
We'll come at you guys later.
Thanks, guys.
See you.